For a constriction or closure that generates an aperiodic sound source, the resonating cavity will be from the location of the sound source to the lips. So this resonating cavity will be smaller than the entire vocal tract. For an alveolar sound, for example, the resonating cavity would be from the alveolar ridge to the lips. Since the resonating cavity for noise sources will generally be smaller than the entire vocal tract, the resonance frequencies for noise sources will generally be higher frequencies than for the phonation source. The shorter tube for the noise source will have shorter wavelength frequencies that resonate, and so higher frequencies will be enhanced.